On the phone with us, Nashville recording artist Aaron Tippin. How you doing today, Mr. Tippin?
It's Friday,
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exciting, private little concert for us. Thank you very much.
Where's the guitar? Where's the guitar, son?
Oh, man, that was one of my old songs a few years ago. Boy, was that fun to play. Every time we did a Friday show, that was great.
That is so
awesome.
How
you guys doing?
We are just on the edge of our seats. We cannot wait for your show.
Man, we're going to have a great time with you guys.
Absolutely. So you're marking your silver anniversary as a recording artist this year?
Well, actually, it's turned into a couple of years ago now.
Oh, okay.
We're still celebrating it like it was.
Well, you know, the party continues, right?
Oh, so, hey, you mighty right. When you've been doing this 25 years, the party keeps going. You know, honestly, I always tell everybody this. You know, the first 10, 15 years of this career, I was too busy trying to be Elvis to enjoy it. And, you know, at this time, man, I'm just taking my time, enjoying every minute of it. And, buddy, you hear this album, Aaron Tippin 25, it is the story of the journey. And I put a pack full of songs. You know, there's 25 sides on it. They got 10 of the old hits. You got 10 new songs I've written that never been recorded before. And then at the end of it, got about 5 songs from different genres of music that, you know, you probably wouldn't expect Aaron Tippin to sing. So it's interesting and different, and man, but we have had a lot of fun.
That is great, and it turns out that people in Kix country are going to have the opportunity to hear you play some of those songs. That's the reason we're talking to you today. You are one of our mystery acts for the Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Jefferson. Going to be there October 14th, and tickets go on sale today. We are super excited to be able to announce that this morning.
Oh, I'll tell you, man, I'm excited about it, too. It's you know, that's Aaron Tippin territory out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know my music's about working-class America. Man, it's the people come out in droves to hear the working man's PhD, and you got to stand for something. Wouldn't have it any other way. Songs like that. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to go out there. And as long as I've been doing this, over 25 years, it's always cool to look out there and see somebody sing along with your song.
Oh, absolutely. And you touched on writing some of these songs. So I just wanted to ask, looking back over the years, writing songs, who was your favorite artist that you got to, that picked up a song of yours?
Oh, shoot. I'm just thankful to have been, had cuts by several. You know, Kenny Chesney cut one of my songs, Garth Brooks. I guess the most proud I am is Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride in the early days cut some Aaron Tippin songs, and man, that thrilled me no end. So, you know, he's one of those guys to me that wrote the book.
Oh, yeah, he was a trailblazer, that is for sure.
That's cool. Does that cover some of your country music heroes then, those folks that picked up your songs, or are there other people that you might include in that list?
I guess hero department goes back a lot further than that. You know, I'm a real Hank Williams Sr. fan, Jimmie Rodgers, you know, Ernest Tubbs. I mean, that's the stuff that turned me on to country music. And then I kind of worked my way to what I'd call the modern world back when I was growing up. That'd be Conway and Loretta and Merle and George, you know. And that's so I've been a country music fan from the get-go.
So looking at your tour schedule, you're one busy guy, man. You're just one busy
guy. I tell you, they're going to wear an old man out if they don't quit.
Oh, you stay pretty fit. I think you can handle it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. We've had a wonderful year, and it's just amazing. You know, out here 27 years later, buddy, we've still got a full schedule, and folks still coming to see me and listen to the music. And, man, it couldn't make an old guy happier.
So can you tell us a little bit about Operation Freedom Under the Stars? What was that about?
Operation Freedom Under the Stars was thought up by the guy that headed up the AdaptiVet Foundation. And it's an organization to help adapt homes to our veterans, you know, that have come back, wounded warriors. And obviously what might work for us, the folks that have amputees, they need different equipment in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bathroom. And man, these guys do a super job of taking care of our vets after they've served us and sacrificed so much, especially those that have sacrificed themselves. You know, it's a cool thing to be a part of that, and I'm very proud of that organization.
Are you still putting bicycles together on stage?
Oh, yes. Still putting a bike together on stage. And, you know, I don't think we can ever quit that. You know, it's something I do during the full band shows. And, man, it's always cool and a pleasure, you know, and a chance to recognize the Tours for Tots and also recognize our some of our military folks, the Marines, who are big fans of Tours for Tots. Also, you know, I started my career with Bob Hope, Christmas of 1990. So Aaron Tippin serving the troops has been going on a long time, and that's that's kind of my payback for a great life of freedom. You know, the opportunity, the very first thing, the very first show I ever played in country music was to get on the Bob Hope Show.
Oh, wow.
How did that happen?
Right.
You know, and out of that came a young Marine captain that was flying an F-18 Hornet. He was out in the crowd when I was on the Bob Hope Show. He later became a NASA pilot for the space shuttle and then mission commander. And he honored me by taking my music into space. I've got a picture of an Aaron Tippin CD floating in space in the space shuttle.
That's amazing.
With the Earth in the background. You know, Hillbilly has been to space.
You have friends in high places for sure.
You can't buy that.
Nice.
You know, and so I am the luckiest hillbilly that's ever lived. You know, I played where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly, right there on the Mall in Washington, D.C., facing the Washington Monument. You know, I'm the luckiest hillbilly that's ever lived.
I have one more question for you. Aaron Tippin, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
All right.
Oh, I like it. I had a feeling you might say that.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Because I have a brain, Jim.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. We're very excited to have you coming back to Kix Country. Aaron Tippin.
See you guys.